you're tuned to the PNB Programming Committee. This is Kathy Davis, convening as the acting chair. And first, let me call the roll. David Beaton, not present. Kathy Davis, present. Lizette King?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
George Ryder? Not present. Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Lisa Davis?
Present.
Andrea Fishman?
Here.
Ian Johnston? Not present at the moment. Linda Sutton? Not present. Rob Robinson?
Here.
Lewis Sawyer, not present, and Saraya Saidi, not present. So I'm going to call this meeting to order, and it is 9:03 p.m. And the first item on our agenda is to approve the agenda. So I believe everyone on the call has seen the agenda, but for the sake of people who are on the stream, I'd like to read it. Convene meeting, select, select the note taker and timekeeper 5 minutes. Approve the agenda 10 minutes. Set date for next meeting, 10 minutes. Approve the minutes of March 30th meeting, 5 minutes. Open nominations for committee chair and secretary. Establish process and timeline for election, 15 minutes. Review programming policy of 11-16-09 and the motion passed by the PNB on April 10th, 15 minutes. Review item from program policy, again, of 11-16-09, with discussion on steps to raise funds to support the Pacifica national and local programming. And then I do give some reference material from the policy of 11-16-09. So let's, before approving the agenda, does anyone want to volunteer to be note taker for today? Oh, don't all jump out at once. Does anyone want to volunteer to be timekeeper for today?
I can timekeep, Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie, thanks. Was that Bonnie?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said hi, Bonnie. Sorry.
Yeah. So does anyone want to volunteer to be note taker? No? All right. So I'll attempt to take notes as we proceed so that we don't get too far behind. All right. So now can we move to approving the agenda? And I'm aware that we have two motions to add to the agenda offered by Leslie. Does anyone want to, or Leslie, do you want to move to add these to the agenda?
Yes, I'd like to so move, and actually I believe there are three in that package I sent you.
Oh, three?
One, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and given the informality of any committee, I would just like to put them, like to be able to raise them where they fall in the discussion that ensues. Does that make sense?
It does. One is a motion to ensure the collaborative process enshrined in the national programming policy.
Mm-hmm.
The second was a motion to initiate discussion on restructuring and the recruitment and training of volunteer programmers. And the third was the motion on underwriting.
Yes.
Okay, so
if I do have to drop off this call, I would appreciate it if whoever is the chair will raise them as they come up. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I'm going to, for the moment, attend them to the bottom of the agenda.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Any other changes to the agenda?
A point of information?
Yes.
Of the three motions, Leslie, which is the one that the LSB is still discussing
on underwriting?
I
am presenting that as a personal motion, not as a motion from our LSB. The one on underwriting.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, actually, that was part of the agenda as it exists in the policy about fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right. Did everyone get the email on those additional motions?
I'm sure that I did, but I'm having trouble getting online to see those. I did see the agenda and some of the other stuff earlier, but I'm having a difficult time.
Okay. Yeah, I just sent those out probably 30 minutes ago when I got to my computer. So. But it went to the same list that Kathy sent the notice to.
Oh, okay. Thank you. No, it's just
an understanding. All 13 members.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess I would at this point entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Are there any objections? Okay, since there are no objections, the agenda is approved. And next on our agenda is to set a date for the next meeting.
Are we meeting on Monday?
Do I have access to the calendar at this moment? What is it, the what is the address again, KPFTX?
I can go to it.
Can you?
Where would you like to start?
Well, considering we still have to communicate and give opportunity to the rest of the members of this board, I would suggest perhaps June 22nd as our next meeting. I don't think that's too soon.
I don't think it's too soon either, but didn't we have an agreement that we would meet monthly on the first Monday of every month?
Yeah.
We did.
Previously passed motion?
Yeah, that's what we had agreed to, and we could do that.
We won't be meeting on July 6th, because is it part of July 4th weekend?
Yeah, I was thinking about that as well. And then we have a allegedly we have a PNB meeting in July. We don't know when that's going to be.
Do you want to do it on the 29th of June?
Is that a Monday?
Okay, that's a Monday, the 29th of June.
Point of information.
Yes.
When did we say before that we were going to meet? Was it like the first Monday of every month or something?
Can't do that in July.
Oh, okay, we can't do that. Okay. So yeah.
Only because
So I guess if you want to stay with Monday, it's either the 29th of June or the 13th of July.
I think the 29th of June would be safer, considering that there may be a PNB meeting in July.
Okay, the 29th of... I'm okay with the 29th of June.
Okay.
Me too.
All right, so... to be the consensus, so we're going to go with that meeting on June 29th. And next is to approve the minutes of March 30th. And they're also included the email. The notes taken, our minutes taken by Jim.
Point of information, is it possible to hear what those motions were that were approved or not? But they're not listed in the minutes. Or I couldn't find them.
Well, the motion that was approved at that meeting of the programming committee and later approved by the P&B, the motion as it was approved by the P&B states, the motion that the P&B asked the executive director, IED, to encourage the general managers to focus on programming improvement as per resolution of November 14, 2008, and ask them what they might need to accomplish such goals as stated in the resolution.
Thank you.
So that was the motion. The motion that passed by the P&B was slightly different than the motion that was moved out of this committee.
Okay.
The difference is that the committee moved to just communicate with the GMs, motion to encourage GMs, and the P&B added the part of ask the executive director to encourage the GMs, the general managers.
Oh, thank you.
Since it is the executive director whose responsibility it is to communicate rather than individual or committees of the P&B. That was the rationale. Are there any changes or objections to the minutes of that meeting? Corrections? No. Okay, so being that the case, would someone like to move a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Is there any objection? Okay, since there's no objection, I will indicate that these minutes are approved. And the next portion of the agenda is to open nominations for committee chair and secretary and establish a process and timeline for the election of chair and secretary. And we indicated 15 minutes for this discussion. One of the reasons, if I could, that this hasn't been done is because of the difficulty in achieving full participation and determining the full membership. And it seemed like this was something that everyone should participate in, and I still consider that to be the case. So, but I would like to open nominations and... So I know in the last programming committee, there was a period of nominations and then there was an election by mail ballot. So would there be any objection to doing that this time?
Point of information.
Ian.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hi, hello, Ian.
Hello. I'm glad to be here. I wish I could have heard about it.
Well, I'm glad that you're here.
And who's speaking?
This is Kathy Davis.
Oh, great. Kathy, why have we stopped using the PNB Yahoo group for programming?
Do you mean the listserv?
Yeah, the one that we've been using for years, apparently.
Because whenever I send something to that, I got a notice back saying that... you know, my mail was returned. I don't know who's moderating it.
Well, Rob set it up, so I think, or at least he was the one who was running it last year.
I would be happy to use it if someone could go in and, correct that.
Well, between you and Rob, someone's got to add you to the list. because it's, you know, sort of improper to have a list that people are relying on for notice and then to stop using it without any notice to them.
Well, I agree. I agree. I sent my notice there from the beginning of the year, and the emails were just returned. So I stopped using it, and at the last meeting we spoke about opening it up or creating another one. But I didn't know that it was still working.
Yeah, I've been sending questions to it for months now about why I haven't been noticed or allowed to be participating in these meetings.
I hadn't received them, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay, well, it's a public list.
My apologies.
I'm sorry?
I said my apologies for that.
All right.
But I didn't see them. Luckily, I got your information from, I believe it was Bonnie or Leslie. I'm not sure which. But I'm glad you're on the call.
Thank you.
We were just up to the point. Did you receive my email today?
No, I don't check email as often as some people. I don't have a computer in my house.
Okay. Well, we're up to the point of on the agenda of speaking of a process for nomination of committee chair and secretary. I was actually on the programming committee, which is really curious to me why I was taken off the list, because I was on it all of the previous number of years. But I remember in the past there was a nomination period and then a ballot by mail, and I was suggesting that occur this time because we still have members of the committee who have not yet had an opportunity to participate fully, and I didn't want to have any elections without everyone member of the committee being able to participate in that. Did someone just come on the call? No. Okay. Yes.
A point of information?
Let me interrupt you, but I think that we could straighten out the Yahoo group thing if we just emailed Sherna, who is the moderator, and asked her to put you or someone currently on the group as a moderator, and then we could invite everybody that needs to be invited and remove people that don't need to be there anymore and just clean it up.
All right, that sounds great. Would you consider volunteering for that?
I'll write her an email.
Thank you very much. Okay, so would anyone like to respond to this agenda item of opening the nominations and providing a period? Perhaps someone has a suggestion of a timeline.
I would second that notion that we should have a chairman or a chairperson and a secretary, and I would say that we should let 20 days for nominations and voting.
Okay, does anyone want to second that motion?
Point of information?
Yes.
So when you say 28, this is Lisa from WBAI, by the way. Ian, was that you that just spoke?
Yes,
so when you say 20 days, you mean for the complete process from nominations to actually voting for somebody to take the position? Is that what you mean?
You know what? We might want to start it. I just threw that out there as seeming like, you know, 30 days seems like an awful lot of time to do it. But if we could, I just think we ought to have a chairperson by now. And since we don't, we ought to expedite.
No, I'm in agreement, but I was just wanting to be clear, because I would probably say split it maybe a week for nominations or something like that. And then
I would accept that as friendly.
Oh, okay.
So the only thing that I would say is that days from today, then there may yet be people who are not receiving the information from the committee. So I would like to, I like the 20 days for nomination and then maybe 10 days for the actual voting if we're going to do it by written ballot.
Well, I'd like to get this together a few days before our next meeting on the 29th.
Okay.
If that makes sense. And we have a small problem because Sharon is out of town, out of the country, at least for another week. Ian, do you know how much longer she's going to be out of the country?
I don't actually have that written down, but I know it was, I think, definitely through the end of May here.
Yeah.
If I might, I think her email says that she'll be back by June 7th or something like that.
Okay, so that's
okay.
A week.
If we could get everybody on the Yahoo group within a week, if she gets
right
back and does it right away.
This is Bonnie. I have a suggestion.
Oh, good.
Is it okay if I talk, or?
No, please, yes, I'm sorry. I used to say.
All right, why don't, Kathy, if you're, since you're convening, maybe you could send out the email to everybody using their individual email addresses for now. And are we going to allow people to nominate by email? I assume that was the thought.
Yeah, my thought is to nominate by email and elect by ballot.
Okay, so maybe we could, because Sharna's not in the country, maybe we could use everybody's individual email addresses, send out the information that we're looking for, nominations for chair and secretary, set a time frame, I don't know, 15 days or whatever you guys want to do, and then take those nominations and send out to the same list of individual email addresses, if Sharna's not back, to set up the other list with a very simple ballot form,
mm-hmm,
which amounts to being two lines, and instructions to people to send their ballots back.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan. So if you don't mind the conversational tone, why don't we ask for nominations until maybe the 12th? Is that enough days? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Seems pretty close to 2 weeks.
That's
yeah.
What I need. A point of information?
Yes, Lisa.
Question. Now, when we say to send them back, that means we're going to be mailing the ballots back. Is that what people think we should be doing? Because if that's the case, then we have to tell them where to mail it to and who it should go to. And I think we
right
should maybe resolve that tonight.
Yeah, well,
I
thought that
perhaps
we should send the ballots to myself as the convener and acting chair, and then perhaps, Lisa, since you and I are both in New York, we could together open the ballots and count them.
Didn't we last year hold the thing, the election, on the Internet? I mean, didn't we just send the emails?
You know,
I thought it was by ballot, by paper ballot.
You're not really supposed to by the bylaws, but the only times that I know of that we've done email is, excuse me, when there it's been uncontested.
Okay. All right, well, then why don't we send them to the secretary of the PNB?
That sounds good.
Who's the secretary of the PNB?
Not on the TV, so I'm waiting for someone who knows.
The recording secretary is Richard Uzel.
That sounds fine.
We probably have to ask him.
Right. He's not a... just for information purposes, he's not a member of the PNB, is he? Or is he?
Not in the same, no.
Okay.
The other,
I mean, he's
secretary?
Not a director, is what I should have said. He's not a director.
Can I ask a question? Point of information, is there another secretary who is a director?
No. The PNB doesn't have a secretary that's a director.
Yes.
But they have before.
Yes,
they've had.
We do have a secretary. It's, what's her name now?
Ifia.
Yeah.
She is the secretary?
Yes, she is.
She's not the... Okay.
No, she's the secretary, and Richard is the recording.
Okay. Yeah, they have a corresponding and a recording secretary, correct?
No. The only problem with it is that Ifea is not geographically close to anybody else.
Ah. Where is she?
It just makes it a little bit awkward in that everybody always feels more reassured when there are a couple people counting.
Where is Ifea? Where is she?
South Carolina.
Well, that's Washington, D.C., I guess, huh?
We could send a couple of states away. Can't be this hard.
It's really not. You know, why don't we just have two contingencies? First, we'll ask the recording secretary if he's willing. That will solve it. And the backup would be that it would come to any two people in any region can do it.
Where is the recording secretary? Where is he?
In Houston.
Well, then he could do it with a director from Houston, right? Would that help solve?
Sure, we just should ask him.
You know something? Do we want to make it simple? If we want to do it like this, they can send it to if they want to send it to WBAI someplace here, and then we can all just make it a point to go to the wherever the PO box or something is. That might just make it simple. If we have to rely on asking somebody, maybe we should do it like that. Or if anybody else in any other area wanted to volunteer, they could.
Is anybody really troubled by sending them to Kathy's initial suggestion of sending them to her care of BAI, and then she and Lisa can count them?
I'd prefer to see them collected in a post office box, without anyone having access to it prior to the count.
Right, and we could just go there together or something like that.
Kathy, this is Rob. May I make a suggestion?
Yes, Rob.
Why don't you devote the time that you want to allocate to this tonight to getting the candidates nominated, and then. After the meeting, you can let people know who the candidates are and send them instructions, but comply as closely as possible with the single transferable vote method. But if you work out the details of that and send that to everyone, then they'll understand how it's going to work, and you can make it conform to the STV process, but you won't have to take up the live time on the meeting with discussions and arguments about how to conduct or not conduct the voting.
But point of Lisa on the stack?
And Bonnie after Lisa.
Okay, Lisa.
Right, but don't we have to decide, doesn't it have to be up to the committee to say, okay, this is how, or this is who we want the votes to be sent to? Doesn't that have to be decided by the committee?
Not if it's a fair system in which you have an impartial person receiving and opening them, and somebody can verify that they've been counted.
Well, that's what we're discussing. Who that person is.
Well, I think Bonnie.
Yes. We're
time.
Well, no, it's 15 minutes. We get a little bit more.
Okay.
Surely that we can figure this out, guys.
Is there a...
Well,
you could send them to the national office in Berkeley, marked. I bet we could send them to Christine, and I would go over there and go find somebody and count them if you want to.
Who's Christine?
Christine, it works at the national office.
What's your
job? Her title, position?
Christine Nera. I think it's administrative assistant, but she's there full time and she's very helpful on any number of things.
I don't see that as a superior situation, actually. But I'm not on the stack, am I? Who's next? Anyone else on the stack?
Put me on the stack, Ian.
Ian.
I just wanted to point out, I don't think we were talking a minute ago about Sherna and things, scheduling around her. I'm not even sure if she's on the committee anymore. There's also a Linda Sutton, who was elected to the committee along with me, and I think Leslie's a member by virtue of having chosen the committee as a director.
Right, that's correct. That's correct, yes.
Andrea.
Okay, so,
Andrea on the stage.
Andrea.
Is it simplest of all, some combination of what Bonnie said, to send the ballots to the national office and have two directors from Berkeley, or the secretary, if he's in Berkeley, and a director in Berkeley, count the ballots?
Well, all of these solutions require communicating with someone to find out if they want to take that responsibility. So why don't we start with finding out if the recording secretary of the PND will accept the ballots. I think that's the fairest way to do it. And then find some director in close proximity to the recording secretary.
Okay.
But I need we need to establish a motion for this with regard to the dates first. So would someone please
I'll take a
motion for that, just for the dates?
I'll take a try at it.
Mm-hmm.
I move.
Great.
The programming committee accept email nominations for chair and secretary of the committee until Monday, June 15th. And upon receipt of those, that Kathy Davis, the convener of the committee, will send out email to each member of the committee with instructions as to how to vote, with the address to send the ballots back to, and that the ballots must be that must arrive wherever they're being counted by Friday the 26th.
Does anyone second that motion?
This is last way, I'll second it.
Who's that?
I just have one little question, and maybe this is so obvious, so maybe this might be a stupid question, but...
move on. Did anyone second that?
Second. Because
okay,
the meeting's the 29th, right? The meeting's on the 29th?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if somebody from California, let's say they send this, because we're 3 hours ahead, if they send it like 9 or 10 o'clock or something like that, it would still show up as, even though we might... get it in New York as after 12, but it would show up that they sent it before the 15th was over, right?
Nomination.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
I mean, it would show, right. I'm just taking into consideration the 3-hour time difference. So if somebody from California sends something, and let's say they send it 11:30 November, June 15th, right, it would still show up in New York as being before June 15th, right?
I don't know.
Why don't we just say midnight Eastern Standard Time?
And by midnight.
Eastern Standard Time, and then that would solve all the problems.
But I would not want to cut people in. Well, we could say that, I guess, if we want to, but I just don't want to, it gives New York a little bit more time, I think, because it would cut them off by 3 hours.
Yeah, but Lisa, if we said midnight Eastern Standard Time for everybody, right, wouldn't that work?
Yeah, because it would be the same time. It would be the same moment, though it would be a different time. Does anyone want to second that amendment?
Second.
Lisa's amendment?
Okay.
No, I didn't make them.
It was Andrew's amendment that it be Eastern Standard Time, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Is there any objection to the amendment?
Not if it's noticed that way.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? Okay, so the motion passes. And I will also take responsibility for contacting the secretary of the PNB to find out if he will receive the ballots.
Great.
And then communicate to the rest of you what the answer is. Okay?
Great.
So next, let's move on to the next piece on the agenda. And it's actually good that Grace is on the call, because it refers to the motion passed by the PNB to review the policy of 11-1609 and the motion passed by the PNB on April 10th. And that motion, I believe I have read a little bit earlier.
Well, I want to get something done.
Was that Ian?
No, but I have a point of order as well.
Yes.
My point of order is that action, if it was referring to something coming out of the programming committee on April 10th, was in violation of Robert's rules because the meetings referred to were not properly noticed, etc.
What?
If this is referring to something that came out of work product from this group, then it's improper because the meetings were not properly noticed. It was not the actual deliberations of the group. It was the deliberations of the people who were allowed to show up to the group.
It was the PNB, Ian.
Right, and they were referring to something out of the programming committee, correct?
It's a programming policy from November 2009.
And was it not referred to the PNB from the programming committee?
November 2008.
Yeah, it actually, Ian, it referred to the meeting of March 30th.
Right.
And those minutes were approved at this meeting.
Here's the problem, though, that was not properly noticed. Not all the members of the committee were even aware that there was a meeting going on, much less members of the public and other people who might want to participate.
Well, actually, it was noticed on the calendar. It was noticed to the public, and it was streamed.
Well, was it noticed to people who were supposed to be there? Because I sure as hell didn't hear about it, and I was asking at the time on the Yahoo group for when the next meeting was. And prior to that, and I had mentioned this to our esteemed interim executive director and PNB director at the time. And I have not, I still to this day have not figured out how long it is going to be till I'm explained why I was not included. So I think that this is really improper that things were going on at meetings that were not properly noticed, including since we had been using that Yahoo group and that meeting was not noticed there and people had come to rely on it like myself.
I think that your objection is duly noted, and I think that your position is a fair position, but in truth, the meetings were noticed. There is some problem with process of getting information from the LSBs, and that was a problem that was encountered by this committee. And it's regrettable, but it doesn't change the fact that we had a meeting that was properly noticed.
Really? So it was a fair enough meeting then? So it was in compliance with the CPB's open meeting rules?
It was indeed.
All right.
Point of information again?
Yes, Lisa.
And I'm a little slow. I want to understand, so Ian, I just want to get a little bit more clarity in terms of what Ian's objection is about. I understand what you're saying, but you're talking about the motion that was passed. There was a motion that was passed at the last PNB programming committee. Is that what you're referring to, Kathy?
No, I'm referring to a motion that was passed by the PNB, referred to it from this committee.
Right.
A motion that was passed in March,
mm-hmm.
and that was after the forming of this committee, after it was convened, And this was a meeting that was held primarily with the PNB directors because the majority of the LSBs had not yet elected. I mean, some of them, at least half of the LSBs had not yet elected their members to the committee, or the chairs had not informed their election. So the meeting was fully noticed, and it went forward, and a motion was passed. And that those committee minutes were approved at this meeting, at the opening of this meeting. And I think we need to move on to that agenda item, duly just, noting.
Just
the
for the record, the fact that you approved minutes doesn't mean that what you did was proper. It just means that you agreed what occurred.
And I just want to say, and
my ruling.
May I just say this before we take the ruling?
Yes, Lisa.
Because I wasn't finished. I just want to say, and I'm one of these people. I'm not the I don't have the best knowledge about Robert's rules and things like that. But I do think that Ian makes a point. I even know with myself, and this is not saying it in terms of blame. But even I think for the last meeting, I had found out about it at the last minute, and I do think that there has been some issue, you know. And again, it's not about blame at all. That people, for whatever reason, have not been getting notices, or they're not on the group, you know. So I think that I support what Ian is saying about this, you know, just, you know, to be very, very fair, because it's not people's fault that they didn't participate in the meeting if they did not know about the meeting.
Duly noted. I'd like to move on to the agenda item. And that agenda item is, again, to review the motion passed by the PNB. And that motion is, let me see if I can find it.
I'm sorry, just to understand conformity, you made a ruling that you made a ruling, I know you said to move on, so in other words, you made a ruling that you're not accepting what Ian is saying, or that,
I believe that Ian's point needs to be duly noted and acknowledged, but we are not going to undo a motion already passed by the PNB, and we're in a position to move forward, and that's what we need to do right now.
Okay, so we didn't know when the starting gun was going to go off, and some people got ahead in the race, but we're just going to count who the winner is. Is that what you're saying?
It's not a matter of who the winner. I feel that we need to get something accomplished at this meeting. So either you want to participate in moving forward and getting something accomplished.
I think moving forward, it would be actually looking back and going back to square one. If you're not playing the game by the rules, you don't just, you know, say, oh, well, it's the fourth quarter and we're up by 20, so, you know, we'll just start playing by the rules now.
Ian, I'm ruling this out of order. This is out of order.
All right, well, I'd like to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Point of information, I don't know when I can ask this, Andrea, point of information.
Andrea?
Ian, is it that this motion was passed by the PNB, and you were a person who was not aware of the meeting, and you're the only one who was...
I was not the only one. I don't believe Leslie was adequately noticed. No one from KPFK was noticed of the meeting from which the work product, which went to the PNB, came from. So, in other words, we have a packed committee or a misshapen, lopsided committee, which then gives work to the PNB as the work of the committee, which the PNB, as a committee work, it considers non-controversial. But it may be controversial.
I see. So for some reason, KPFK, the members of KPFK were not on the list.
At the very least, the members of KPFK. I can't speak to who and who was and wasn't noticed. I just that I was not, and that I was on the PNB programming Yahoo group list, which we've been using for notice to us, as well as individual emails to members of the committee. and I was never told there was going to be a meeting, and I heard about it after the fact.
Point of order, the chair's ruling is challenged.
Yes.
Did we get, do we second that or not? Do we second that?
We have a vote, don't we?
No, Liz, this point is well taken.
Well, then I would second the challenge to the ruling of the chair.
That's what I thought.
I have to second in committee.
Oh, you don't have to second, okay.
Didn't have to.
All right, so we just go to the vote rather than, unless somebody wants to discuss it, do we discuss a challenge to the chair?
Yeah, we can discuss it if anyone has a point to make.
And the chair gets to defend her position.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Well, you've already heard what I had to say. I just basically think that we had some impropriety occur, and to move past it as if nothing improper occurred is to, give advantage to those who, whether consciously or not, have done this improper thing.
Point of information?
Yes.
Ian, I understand that your objections in terms of procedure and in terms of the fact that there may be controversy. But in point of fact, do you find this motion, having been recommended by the committee to the PNB, a controversial issue? I mean, given that there seems to have been an accidental error, nothing deliberate that happened this time, but some unfortunate accident.
I don't take it granted.
Beg your pardon?
I realize that that's the claim offered by those who made the error, but I do not necessarily accept the claim that nothing ill was intended.
Right, I understand you, but in terms of actual effect, was there any harm accomplished by this? Or
yes,
do you, in fact, agree with the motion that being recommended to the National Board?
To be honest, I don't even have a copy of it in front of me because I wasn't really aware of this meeting until the very last minute while it was already occurring, so I haven't had time to take a look at it. But as I understand, these issues of programming are actually highly controversial. We have a number of questions about what we mean by national programming versus there's like two different kinds of national programming. There's national broadcast, like the president gives a speech and all the stations go to it, and then there's national programming, like let's make this show a national show that everyone has to carry. There's also the issues of underwriting and whatnot. So, I'd like to see what this motion is, or at least have it read, but to be honest, I don't think we should be moving forward like this as if there was no controversy.
I'd like to call to order for a moment. Since we're getting into a lot of back and forth. I was at the point of reviewing the motion, and that's what's on the agenda, to review the motion that was passed by this committee and by the PNB. So I'm assuming that your objection is that you don't want that reviewed.
My objection is that I don't think it was properly brought before the PNB, ergo it was not properly sent to the committee from the PNB.
On a point of information, did my colleague answer the question? Does he not want the motion to be reviewed? The question wasn't answered, I don't think.
I don't think it's proper to review it at this point, because we still don't know. I still don't even know what the content of it was, but I do know that people were trying to push for national programming in a way that was not consistent with the policies that we had come up with through this body previously. So I don't think it's proper.
Chair, can I follow with another point of information? So what does what does my colleague want to happen with this?
I'd like to go back to square one, since we haven't started the race properly. There hasn't been opportunity for amendment or for input from the committee members who were excluded.
This is Lisa, if I may get on the stack.
Sure, Lisa, why not?
I just think in terms of the process and that the issues that he raised with process are legitimate ones in terms of that if people had not been I know that, and I think it was for the last meeting that I didn't find out about it until the last minute. Again, not saying any reason behind it, but that was a fact. And I know that Ian is saying he did not know about it. And I even know from the conversation we had a little bit earlier that there are some people, you know, we were trying to go over making sure that we had everybody's address and that people are notified. And if you were not on a mid, you know, there is a reason that meetings are supposed to be noticed, because so that people can, that people
okay.
are on these
okay.
meetings can make them. So I think that is your process is a legitimate one.
Well, Lisa, what I would suggest is that this is true of everything that's taken place. If this point were to be taken, that means that the motion that we just passed for the election cannot be taken up either.
I think it's a good point.
So I think that if
that's the case,
if that's the case, then I would entertain a motion to move that we
adjourn until proper notice,
and that any movement or any motions being presented at this meeting not be presented or not be followed through, that we not proceed with the election as we've just decided, and that we convene at the next meeting, and if we have a quorum, we can proceed.
That meeting will be properly noticed and all entitled.
I'd like to entertain a motion if anyone would present it.
I second the motion.
I would entertain that motion. I would present the motion as you stated it.
All right. So is there any objection to an adjournment of this meeting at this time?
I don't know what I say.
No.
I have a point of process or something. I have a question.
Was that a point of information then?
Okay. All right. Point of information.
Yes.
Is it possible to address the problem raised by that motion that went to the national board?
No, not
is
until
it possible to rectify that. I mean, to present it at the next meeting, or to. I mean, I don't know how we deal with that motion at this time to make it possible to address the issues of it at the next meeting.
I would like to address your point of information. There's no way that we're going to deal with it at this time. There's been no objection to the adjournment to the meeting, so the meeting is adjourned.
Chair.
Good night.
Yes.
Chair, can I just make a point? It might be after the meeting, but for the people who have come to listen to this programming committee meeting, I urge that the same way that we want these meetings to be properly noticed, that we find ourselves there in time so that we don't start a half an hour late with little regard to the listeners who might want to follow the business of Pacifica. And I just look forward to everybody being here in time so we hit the stream at a 8:30.
Well, your point is very well taken. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.